Now, later in the show, as I say, we're going to have Ted Schmidt, who's never neutral, and he's going to be coming to talk to us about a new book by a priest from Quebec. It's titled Rebel Priest in the Time of Tyrants, Mission to Haiti, Ecuador, and Chile. By the way, it has a foreword by Miguel Descoto. It's a very important book, Claude Laquel. And we'll be talking to Ted shortly about that. But before we do that, Phil, we want to keep track of the flotilla to Gaza. And I know that they have a Bob Lovelace. And he, by the way, I want to tell you something. He has Bob Lovelace Decolonization blog. It's on Facebook. So go to Bob Lovelace Decolonization blog. Find it on Facebook. He is going to keep us up to date on his efforts. He was hit at Betsatun yesterday. I always stop to say what a wonderful institution in place, 612 Markham, Betsatun, a real homeland for all of us. Anybody in the world is welcome in at Betsatun. They had a good program. Of course, David Heap was there, Boat to Gaza, Canada Boat to Gaza. And already, Bob Lovelace, who's going to join the flotilla, he's on his way to the Mediterranean, and he will go be aboard one of those vessels attempting to reach the people of Gaza. And Phil, you have what he's written.
Right. So this is his latest update to the blog.
Phil Conlon.
2 hours ago. And this is what Bob Lovelace writes. I am on my way. Thanks to my many friends and a lot of committed strangers, I am headed to Gaza on Flotilla 3. Sometime tomorrow, I will have reached an intermediate destination in transit to the boat I will be joining. While I am on this journey, there are contacts that can be used by the press to get updates on me and the flotilla. Contact list for Bob trip to Gaza. And Robert Paul Lovelace, he gives his passport number. And Canadian spokespersons and media contacts are David Heap, Canadian boat to Gaza. And sorry, this just went away from me.
By the way, I was at that program while you're looking for that. He gave a very nice talk yesterday, starting with Christopher Columbus. And he said he pointed out that when they financed Columbus on his trip, they said all the money that he made, that any gold, et cetera, part of it would go toward the next crusade.
Yes.
And he said,
of course.
So the conquest of Aboriginal people, the original people of this continent, was part of it was to finance another attack on Jerusalem. Very nice tie-in. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
That is wonderful. So anyway, he wants you to contact David Heap at david.heap@gmail.com or Richard Day, a university colleague, richard.day@queensu.ca. So there you go. That's keeping in touch with Bob Lovelace while he is en route to Flotilla 3.
Yeah. And by the way, another thing we should call today is the 800th anniversary, if I got this right, of the Magna Carta, which was drafted by the highest ranking churchman in Britain, or whatever it was. And it was, while the winners were the barons, the idea, the germ of people having rights got loose. And the people heard about it.
It's a genetically modified organism that
it's been
spread far beyond its intended purpose.
Intended purpose. It's a kind of yeast, and it's still working because now here we are, and we'll get into this with Ted Schmidt, I'm sure, later. Here we are with people asking for the rights that the barons wanted in the Magna Carta. I read a brilliant essay by Julian Barnes, who is a wonderful author, if you don't know him, I urge you to read him, explaining how we seem to have lost ground and respect for the simple idea of habeas corpus. Yes. Bring that person and tell him what he's charged with and let him make an answer.
And let him confront his accusers.
Oh. Well, now we have people, including involved with Canadians and with the United States, where people wearing masks or never seen or their voices altered say, I know that person, he's bad, and the state holds him. That is no different than King John. no different. It's for if you're the guy in the dungeon, you are in the same spot that they were 800 years ago. So, you know, you have to fight to renew these things. They don't just, you know, it's not like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, and we just roll along with progress. Julian Barnes and others tell us, no, here we are. We don't have habeas corpus. Or let's take Bertrand Russell's great remark that in the Western democracies, you have your freedom until you need it. And when you need it, I'm sorry, we took that way. You cannot demonstrate. You cannot give a speech. You cannot pass out a leaflet. So it's all apropos.